Drive Time Sport on COY 104 FM. Brought to you by Kiri's Renault, Old Cork Road, Middleton. Discover cars designed around life.
We have all seen or heard about the great work that has been going on in the All Soccer Club of late, and the recent new chairman Thomas Clahasy and the recent vice chairman Mark Kennessy have kindly joined me in studio. So we'll say hello to you lads.
Hello Barry.
Hi Barry.
Tomás, we'll start with you. Start of the season, though, of course. We've been all watching the Premiership over the last couple of weeks, seeing some great soccer. But a lot of your teams have just started out now. And tell us, how are things going?
It's been a long pre-season, Bear, I guess, since July. Trying to get games in order. Trying to get lads up training. They're all doing other sports and stuff. You understand that. All summer activities go on as well. But as soon as the season started, everyone started off in a winning way. At the moment, the seniors, manager Ken Hennessy, Derek Murphy, Alan Hennessy is involved, and Coley Mullers is coming down from Middleton now with those lads. There's a lot of experience in the squad. I spoke to Ken at the beginning of the year, and Ken's thing was he wanted to mix a lot of youth and bring in a lot of experienced players, and from last year, it was kind of similar. We used a lot of youth and we brought them into the team. And I think there was four of them were played the last 10 games for the seniors. But we just fell short last year. It was new back into the Munster Senior League again. But that's what we discussed at the beginning. We wanted to test it. We wanted to get it done. That's why I took the job myself. I just wanted to get it started. So coming into this year, we feel that promotion is priority. I think they've got the squad for it. You got Lee Desmond come back. You got Paul Moylan. You got Shore Hennessy. You got a lot of experience in the team. And I think you've all heard recently about young Leon Hennessy coming into the squad. And the lads started using him in pre-season. And as I said to Ken, and Ken, if both of us were talking, we said none of us expected this. None of us expected him to take seed so fast. I think it's what, 5 goals in 3 games, or similar, losing count now at this stage.
I don't know. It's six from three games.
Yeah, something like that. And look, it's fantastic to see it. The boy's got a lot of energy, but the experience around him is great. And you got other young lads like Casper Capron. He was always there. He came in last year. He came in around Christmas time to the first team last year, and he ended up getting Young Player of the Year. You've Conor Kennefic was in goal, or Conor Savage was in goal last week for the lads, 16 years old. You've Conor Kennefic.
Ryan Heafy,
yeah, just came flying into the scene as well. Like, it's fantastic to see this, the youth and the experience mixing together, Barry, is brilliant. We hope to have a very successful season with the first team.
Great stuff. And of course, both you lads, I suppose, have played in a lot of great y'all teams down through the year. But Mark, we're going to let you in for a second. You spoke about a couple of the great youths that are coming through, and it must be great to see young lads coming through and doing so well already so early in the season.
Fantastic. I think over the next maybe 3 to 4 years, there's going to be a senior team that's going to rival any senior team that was ever there before, would you think?
Nationally as well, yeah.
Yeah. You said going back to what would you hope to achieve this year? I think anything less than promotion would be a total failure for the talented team that's there this year. As Massey said, you have a mixture of a bit of experience and you have some fantastic youth players coming through with the lads that were there already. Now, don't forget about the juniors either. The juniors have a fantastic team.
Yeah, and they done so well last year as well.
Brilliant. They won the league last year and they'll be there or thereabouts again this year.
And very good, very, I suppose, important for the club too to have the junior team. It gives fellas an opportunity to, you know, to gain experience and stuff like that as well.
Very important. It's very important. One team would never be enough in y'all because there was too many people wanting to play. And the juniors are packed with talent as well. You know what I mean? There's a lot of them good enough to play senior ball, but for whatever reason this year they decided not to. You know, so you have that as well down the line.
Yeah, that sounds very good. And Thomas, we were just saying as well, the attendance is picking up as well. Great to see fellas coming out and supporting the teams as well, which is always very important.
It's fantastic. We've 2 midweek games here this week. The seniors are playing in the cup against Wilton, who are their number one rivals, as they say, for promotion this year, for number one spot. And it was a 3-1 win. Young Leon got two and Shiner got one. But the crowd up there, I was training myself down with the juniors, and I came up, it was just gone half time, and I could see the crowd. The crowd was incredible. It was absolutely fantastic to see.
That's great to hear. And Mark, a lot of, as well, younger players as well, in the underage groups that have been doing very well. Of course, we've heard about all the young players that have got kind of Cork trials and stuff like that. So that's a sign of that the club are doing some great things, with a lot of volunteers as well, it must be said. So very important.
Yes. I think, look, as I said, Massey got on board last year, and he asked me to give him a hand. And I couldn't believe the talent that's in the club. Right down, and with Massey bringing in the cover this year now, it's only going to benefit the club even more, because you'll have sixes, sevens, eights and 9-year-olds going up into school boys in a couple of years with skills that they would never had. So the cover is going to be a big, big thing down the line, you know.
Yeah, just briefly, if you want to tell us just a small bit about that, Mass.
When I was in the FAI Academy, I met a fella called Jason Brown, through a guy that I was in the class with. And he was another guy that came over from England, and he created a skills company. And it was cover coaching. It was very, very young, very raw. And it's, I think, Douglas Hall are in partnership with him now. He's after going in partnership with Limerick. He's just expanded so much in about four years that way. And I can see, so I was doing some work with him for about 2 years, and I was working in Middleton. I was coaching in Middleton, I was coaching in Fermoy, I was coaching up in Douglas, I was coaching everywhere with him, really. And I could see the effect that after 2 years, that the results the kids were benefiting from it was phenomenal, especially with their decision making, their techniques, their movement. It was fantastic. So when I became chairman, that's one of the first things I did, is contact Jason and talk about bringing that curriculum into the club.
Sounds very good, Mark. Sounds like the club is in, I suppose, a really good place at the moment.
Yes. And another thing that we're trying to do up there is, and we'd like to even get it out there now, is the Football for All that we're doing. So on top of the club thriving talent-wise, we're trying to do this Football for All, which is for kids with additional needs. So you could have kids with autism, you might have kids that are in wheelchairs, you might have kids that have their vision is impaired. And basically we try and get together every Saturday, which is Massey's idea again, for an hour and just a bit of coaching and an old game and a bit of fun, you know.
Yeah, that's really good stuff. Great community spirit and stuff as well. We'll leave you back in, Thomas. Anything else of interest, I suppose, that we need to get out there? Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, all the schoolboys, all their leagues are starting this weekend. We just got all the fixtures in, and I'd like to wish them all the best of luck. The coaches, the parents, the volunteers, everyone that's involved in the club. It's a lot of hard work, especially pre-season, getting in all these registration forms, all the signatures that have to be gathered, all the gear that has to be handed out. Look, I just wish everyone the best of luck this year, and I hope everyone the best of season. And we're really excited about this year. Last year was was new to us, especially in the roles that we took in the club. We're used to being players, and we're still players, and we're just going with it. And we think everything is going fantastic up there. And the committee that we have right now, there's a lot of good people that we all get on. It's a good vibe out in the committee room. There's a lot of positivity in there every meeting. And just tonight we're inviting Ian Mustrow up to a committee meeting, who's designed a website for the club, and he just done it off his own back. His daughter's coaching in the club. His son-in-law Ryan and Christina are in the club, and he's involved as well. He's coaching as well, and it's good to see that these coaches and all the volunteers in the club, that they're getting on board with us, and they're coming to us with things, and we're listening to their ideas, and we're working with them, and that's a good vibe around the place. I think it's fantastic.
Couldn't do it without them, Barry. There's people like the coaches for the underagers and that, they're giving up their spare time. You have the parents of the kids. Everyone's pulling together, you know, and without all that, it just wouldn't be possible. The only thing we're trying to do is, we're just trying to get everyone singing off the same page, you know what I mean? And I think when you get everyone singing off the same page, I think Youghal United will be a serious club in a few years' time. Like.
Well, that's fantastic to hear, lads, because you have fantastic facilities up there, and great to hear that you're doing so well. And we'll definitely be following your progress throughout the season, of course, and hopefully we'll keep up to date with the Youghal Soccer Club over the next, I suppose, each and every Friday going on, because I know you're going to have a lot of games going on. We'll be following your Facebook as well if there's anything else you'd like to add. You know where we are. Anything else, Thomas, before we finish up?
Last week it was the first game of the season in the Munster Senior League, and we'd like to thank the Munster Senior League for giving us game of the week, and we'd like to wish Paula O'Donnell the best of luck, who's now been in the committee of the Munster Senior League, and
yeah,
it's great to have a local up in the committee, and I think our relationship with the Munster Senior League today is fantastic.
Great stuff.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining me, of course. Thomas Clahessy and Mark Kennedy, of course, I'm sure, better knowing to our listeners as Mossy and Sher. So we'll leave it on that. Thanks for that, guys.
Thanks Barry. Thanks, buddy. COY 104 FM.